Now, this is important stuff if you're an archer's completist, as I am increasingly. Grace Archer was the original Ambridge Golden Girl. She was married to the heir to Brookfield, Farmer Phil. Famously, she met a very grisly and untimely end in a barn fire in 1955. And Phil then, of course, married Jill. Now, it's established media folklore that Grace's death was a BBC plot to lure the public away from another event the same evening, the opening night of commercial television in London. There was uproar. 20 million people heard that episode, and the BBC switchboard was jammed for 2 days solid. But was that really why Grace Archer died? Well, a new radio play, Dead Girls Tell No Tales, goes behind the scenes at the Archers back in 1955. And Isanne Churchman, who played Grace, features in that new play. She is now 90, and I've been to meet her. Here she is in her final Archers episode.
Oh, do come quickly! The stables are on fire!
What?
What heavens, Grace! The whole loft's ablaze! Eh? Come on, quickly! Help me with the horse!
No, Grace, what's going on?
Tell me a little bit about what you regard as your place in radio history. In fact, do you even acknowledge that you are a part of radio history?
Well, yes, insofar that the death of Grace is now remembered 60 years later. I would never have believed it if you told me at the time people would remember it all this while.
But, of course, people do remember. We have to put it in its place, and there were millions of people listening on that night. 20 million, I think, is the figure that
I believe so,
people estimate.
Oh, crikey, the heat!
Get some water, Carol! Sparks dropping through onto the night bed!
Yes, right!
Hurry! The loft floor is ablaze!
What?
Easy then, Cavalier! Easy!
Hey, mind they don't lash out, Grace. They're panicky.
Tell us a little bit about the person you were when you got that role. What kind of work had you done before?
My parents were both actors, and I started broadcasting, and I was even on television before the war when I was a child. The last three stage parts I had was when I was covered in puppy fat, and I played Elsie Crump, Audrey Custard, and Grizzy Frost.
Now, that does not sound very glamorous.
No.
You were a pretty experienced jobbing actress, would that be fair? Or am I being a little bit harsh?
Well, no, that's fair enough. That was all I did on stage, because when I got married, I decided I just wanted to do radio and television and things that wouldn't take me away from home too much, you see.
What about getting the part in The Archers then? How did that come about?
The year before I started as Grace, I had already been up from London and played the child part, Jennifer, as a child. But then...
Now, hang on, I want to stop you there. So your first part in The Archers was actually as Jennifer Archer.
As a child.
Yes, right. OK. Yeah. She's now married to the incredibly irritating Brian, of course, so what a life that woman has led. But it was quite common then, was it, for you to play children?
Oh, yes. Anyway, I was asked to an audition for The Archers because Monica Gray had played Grace for the first year the programme was on. Grace Fairbrother she was then, of
yes.
course. And then she left. And so they were auditioning to find somebody to take her place. And fortunately, I got the part.
Now, the name Fairbrother will be ringing bells for anybody who, like me, has joined The Archers relatively recently.
Yes, that's right.
So, I think it's wonderful that all this stuff is coming back into the mix and into the plot. How did you get on with the man who played your husband?
Norman Painting. Very well. We were very good friends, yes.
And what kind of marriage do you think Grace and Phil had? I mean, I'm genuinely too young to remember, so tell me a bit about their relationship.
Well, it was fine, except to start with, she said she didn't want to have any children and she later changed her mind. I mean, she was very spoilt, very rich and very spoilt, very lovely, but...
rich and beautiful and...
Something like
and,
that, yes.
married Phil. Yes. So actually, when Phil married Grace, Phil was doing well for himself, wasn't he? She was a catch.
Oh, yes, yes. Phil worked for her father, I think.
That's right. Yes, no, OK. So it's all... I'm just beginning to put together the pieces of the Archer's puzzle here.
Yes, yes.
How, then, did you come to die on that fateful night back in 1955?
Rescuing a horse from a blazing stable.
Oh, get well away!
Midnight!
Woo! Oh, my gosh, we're lucky to get him out.
Yes, certainly were.
What's up?
Midnight couldn't have been tidied. Look, she's going back into the stable.
What? No, Grace! No, don't do it!
She's going in after midnight. Grace!
Grace!
Grace, come back! The roof's collapsing! For God's sake, Grace, come back!
Look at that roof! It's caving!
Why? Why did you have to die?
Well, a lot of people will tell you that it was to take the lead from commercial television, which was just starting in London. But as Norman Painting would say, if it had been done for publicity reasons, they would have been prepared, instead of which the BBC was in a total state of shock. They had absolutely no idea what was going to happen, you see.
Really interested in this, because you're right, it is popular myth that the whole thing was set up to rob ITV of publicity and of viewers. And you're saying that isn't why the BBC did it?
No, I don't think so. And also, I'll tell you, on the night we were going to record Grace's last episode, the assistant head of Light Programme was there, and he said, we've invited the press, but we don't think many of them will come. You know what day it is? And that made me wonder if perhaps it had been chosen that day in order to avoid publicity.
Oh. Now we're entering really confusing waters. Now, I know it might seem absurd, but this is still actually very difficult for people to talk about, isn't it? But I have to put to you the suggestion that maybe the people behind the scenes at the Archers back in the 1950s found you a little bit hard to handle because you stood up for yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But I can't tell you too much about that. You're going to have to listen to the play, because that will explain it all to you.
OK, well, yes, OK, I'll let you off the hook if you promise me that the truth is in this play.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Because I'll tell you what happened. I mean, for 60 years, I've kept my mouth shut, I've said no comment, or I've said dead girls tell no tales.
I know, yes.
60 years. And then suddenly, Sean O'Connor...
The current editor.
Yes, yeah. And Joanna Toy, the writer, rang me and said, can they come and see me? Because it's 60 years since Grace died. So I said, well, yes, all right. So they came round. But what they wanted to do was to do a play about the death of Grace, you see. And I thought, well, if they're going to do that, they must know the truth. And I must tell them the whole truth and nothing but the truth as I see it. And so I thought, well, I will tell them everything that happened, absolutely, which I did. Joanna did a lot of other research as well, I think, and she's written this wonderful play, which is absolutely true, and I'm thrilled with it.
Trust me to cop for work, you know, I wanted to watch the first night of this new telly.
Doesn't sound that exciting. A load of speeches, some drama thing, and then boxing.
Oh, well, I'd still like to have... Hey, what's going on?
The board's lit up like Blackpool.
Good evening, BBC London.
What have you done? She can't. She can't be.
I'm sorry, sir. BBC London.
Not Grace. No. Oh, poor Phil.
I have to say, you are an absolute professional because you've set it up brilliantly whilst telling me almost nothing. But actually, what happened when you died in the Archers was uproar. The public were outraged, weren't they?
Sorry. Yes, yes. Incredible.
How did they tell you?
Well, about 6 months before she died, they said that the part was going to finish in the 6 months. They wouldn't tell me how, and they said that if I went to the press, it would finish sooner. And I thought, well, they've just got married. They're not going to get a divorce, are they? So then I thought, well, perhaps she's going to lose the power of speech. That would get her out of a radio programme.
They didn't tell you anything else, just that you were going to go from the programme.
Yes, and then so gradually, as the 6 months was coming up, I thought, I think they must mean she's going to die, but I mean, you know.
Quite cruel, really, the way they treated you in some ways, isn't it?
Peculiar, yes. I couldn't tell anyone. I mean, I couldn't go and look for another job because they'd say, well, you've got a job. And I couldn't say, well, this is finishing. So it was really weird.
And did you carry on listening to The Archers after you died?
Not immediately, no. But a bit later, I have it on always in my kitchen on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
I don't listen religiously because I'm in and out, you know, cooking and so on. Mm. But I get the gist of what's going on, you know.
Well, I suppose what I'm asking is, were you resentful? Because effectively, you were sort of fired, weren't you? I mean, there isn't...
Well, you could say
Well,
that,
you were.
Yes.
I mean, there's no polite way of putting it. I think if I'd been you, I'd have been angry.
Well, I don't know, you see, because it didn't make too much difference, because I was always doing other radio and television work while I was in it, and I went on to do more varied work again. So, you know, I just kept going all right. It wasn't as if my career stopped.
Now, of course, your husband, you were married, I know, very happily for over 60 years.
Yes.
And wonderfully for us, you met your husband really because of Woman's Hour, didn't
you? Well, that's right. It's a long story, so I'll tell you. In the late 1940s, Tony was walking along in London, and outside the Comedy Theatre, he saw my photograph. And then, some while later, the same photograph was in the Radio Times when I was reading a book on Woman's Hour, and the book was actually called Wives and Daughters. But anyway, the thing was that Tony cut this picture out of the Radio Times and carried it in his wallet until the day he met and married me.
That is impossibly romantic. How did he meet you then?
Wonderful. We were both dragged rather against our will to a dance. And in those days they had these dances where the men go round, Paul Jones, I think it's called, the men go round the outside and the women go the other way. And when the music stops, you dance with whoever you're facing. And I was facing Tony, so we danced together. And after that, he asked me to go out with him, and it snowballed from there.
Well, it's an incredible achievement. And he passed away earlier this year.
That's right, the end of January. 63 years, very happily.
Quite remarkable. So I think you should congratulate yourself on that. It's wonderful.
Yes, yes, we were very, very fortunate for that.
Really, really lovely to spend a bit of time with Izanne Churchman, who played Grace Archer in The Archers. And that play, Dead Girls Tell No Tales, starring Izanne and a host of others, is going to be on Radio 4 at 2:30 next Saturday, September the 19th. You will not want to miss that. And there is a lovely photograph of Izanne on the Woman's Hour website right now. In fact, I think we're going to tweet it, a photograph of Izanne. And I think probably it's an awkward day to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She looks impeccable. She dresses really, really well. And there's a photograph of her with me in which she looks like an actress, and frankly, I look like a radio presenter. But anyway, have a look, because she is an absolutely wonderful woman.